The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Community Conversations, where curiosity meets community. I'm Andy, and this is the place where we connect with the people, projects, and ideas shaping our region. This morning, no, it's now this afternoon, I'm joined by Steve McClurkey, who is from the Victory Community Centre. He's going to be talking to us and promoting the Matariki celebration that they're going to be having, which is going to be on the 1st of July. Kia ora, Steve. Nice to have you with us.
Kia ora, Andy. Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be back in the mighty Fresh FM studios.
Nice, nice. I like that. Can you tell us about the celebration?
Of course. So our annual Victory Matariki celebration has been going on in our community since 2008.
Wow.
So rapidly approaching 20 years of marking Matariki and celebrating the occasion. So this year we're having our celebration earlier than the official kind of public holiday. Yeah. We're having ours at the end of term two on Wednesday, the 1st of July. And that's because with it being a community celebration, it wouldn't be a community celebration without the children, the kaiako and the whānau of Victory Primary School, who we partner with to make it happen. So the event is going to take place on Wednesday, 1st of July, from 3 o'clock through until 7 o'clock. So Matariki, it's the Māori New Year. It's an opportunity to reflect, to remember those who we've lost, to celebrate and plan for the year ahead. It's a hugely significant and potent time of year, and it's one that we have been at pains to mark and to celebrate for many years at the community centre. We have a few of our own little Matariki traditions that we follow and we stick to. So every year we have a Matariki hangi, and a big thank you to Kane and the crew who are going to be cooking the hangi this year. Big thank you to the Te Rōpū Whakamanama whānau who are going to help pack the hangi. This year, as a bit of an innovation, we are going to cook all of the hangi, or we're aiming to cook all of the hangi in woven harakeke kono, woven harakeke baskets.
Yes.
That's a great way for us to help minimize and eliminate some of the waste that we've always produced through our celebration, and a great way to kind of mark the day and. It's been awesome to work together with people to make these baskets. So we've had a number of kono wananga where we've woven the baskets, and we've invited people to come in, learn how to make the baskets, and then take those skills away with them and continue producing them at home. So we have an ambitious target of 400 kono. Hopefully by the time this kōrero is broadcast, we will have amassed 400 of these kono to cook the hangi in. It's been a great process, and kudos to my colleague, the amazing Nadia Dysart, who's led those wananga and is frantically weaving, probably as I speak, to amass the number required. So as well as our hangi, we have a lot of school and community performances. We have the tamariki from the school are doing a wearable arts fashion show with a matariki theme, which will be amazing. I've had a sneak peek at some of the costumes. We have community performances. We have a local saxophonist called Te. We have Kereni Burmese traditional dance group. We have La Chorale, our Victory community choir, who sing a whole lot of different world music songs. And we have the Nelson Dance Flash Mob, who will be performing an 80s dance mix flash mob as part of the celebration. Additionally, we'll have African drumming and we will have the Nelson Firepoy crew. It's an amazing part of each celebration is that time of the evening where it's just got dark, the hangi's being served, and then we have the Firepoy and the African drumming going at the same time. And it's just, yeah, just an amazing
it sounds like.
Feast for all of the senses, Andy. It's
yeah.
a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Andy, the theme for this year's Matariki nationally is Matariki Herenga Waka, which means for everyone. And it's a kind of a twist on a traditional whakatauki from Auckland, Tamaki Herenga Waka, which was like a gathering of the boats, a gathering of the canoes, which kind of signified the Auckland as a place of many people. And Matariki Herenga Waka signals that Matariki is for everyone. And it's an opportunity for us all to come together in our communities and celebrate and mark the occasion and, honor those themes around remembrance, celebration and planning. And I can't think of a better place in Nelson Whakatū to honor that kind of celebration of diversity than in Victory. So, yeah, really looking forward to it. Be an amazing day. And, yeah, community, welcome to come along. The event starts around about 3 o'clock. We'll have free soup for Tamariki and whānau. Community performances start around about 4:30. Hangi will come up about 5. Well, hangi will be served around about 5:30. And the lantern hikoi around the local streets and the railway reserve will be around about 6:20. People can purchase hangi. We are trying to be a little bit more equitable with hangi distribution. We don't want school tamariki, school children, to miss out. So we're going to prioritize people who have helped weave the kono, school tamariki and whānau. And then once those guys have had an opportunity to order hangi, then we'll open the opportunity up more broadly. And we'll be using the Humanitics ticketing platform to do that. So people can keep an eye on that by checking in on our social media platforms, and we'll share the details through there. Tickets for the hangi, it's a free event. So, you know, people are welcome to come along. There's no entry fee. But if you are looking to purchase hangi, have some hangi, then there is a cost for the kai. And we try and keep it as cheap as we can. But with the costs of everything, it's a bit challenging. But
sure.
A two-portion kono is going to be $15. And a four-portion kono is going to be $25.
That sounds like it's pretty good value.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's... We trialed last year doing some of the hangi in the woven kono.
Yeah.
Did about 30 of them. And it did add to the taste and the flavor. I felt it was delicious.
Yeah.
So an opportunity not to be missed.
Nice to be using those traditional methods as well, Steve. And I absolutely love the whole no waste, low waste approach. It's where we should be heading for everything. So.
Yeah, it sits with our kind of values and principles. And it was a big motivator for Nadia, who has recently been on a bit of a journey learning about some of the revitalization of some of these practices and some of these methods. She was very passionate about making this happen, and we were keen to make it so, yeah.
Yeah, and that's great that you've had so many volunteers to help you with that and to be part of it. What an awesome community lead up to this.
Yep, it's been brilliant, and always a time of excitement and anticipation and celebration. We are treated to lots of waiata and performances from the tamariki who are rehearsing in the hall right next to the community centre. So, yeah, we can always feel the excitement building towards the day.
Oh, how cool is that?
In the weeks leading up to it. A lot of work as well, and I'd like to thank all of the people who are helping out in various ways. Lots of businesses, lots of community organisations, lots of individuals who help in the lead up and then through the event itself. So people who sponsor the event, there's businesses who help out, giving us mates rates for different things. And then we have amazing members of the community who help, make soup, help us with stewarding the hikoi, help us tidy up at the end. So awesome way of bringing people together, but an awesome way of kind of contributing to community. And we thank and acknowledge everyone for doing that.
Great. Certainly not a small thing to organise at all.
But, no, it takes a little while to get all our ducks in a row and bring it to life. But it's a very cool thing. And the process is always good fun as well. Big shout out to the school. A lot of work goes in from Kayako, helping Tomariki to put performances together and help with the organising and the planning as well. Yeah. So, yeah, lots of mahi, but great stuff.
Fantastic. And I suppose it's quite late in the day to be calling out for volunteers, but I suppose if people feel that this is something they would like to be involved in the future, then kind of get in touch with you reasonably early on to kind of indicate that.
Well, if this is broadcast next Friday 26th, if people are swift, they can still get involved if they are passionate and feel that they want to. And that could be something as simple as walking along and making people feel safe along the hikoi and stewarding that walk. And just coming along, and there are always ways to get stuck in and help, you know, even if it's just sticking around and helping to clean up at the end.
That's absolutely
always a valued contribution at the end of a very long day. So, yeah.
There,
and through that, we can call it all and plan for the future as well.
Great. So, 1st of July?
Wednesday, 1st of July. Be there, be square.
And tickets will be available
from Friday 26th for School Whānau, and then probably a day or two after that, more broadly.
Yeah.
But yeah, best way to keep up to date is to follow our social media pages. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on LinkedIn, and you can check out the links to those on there.
Fantastic. And that's the Victoria Community Centre, so
it certainly is, Andy.
Jump on there and you'll get a real feel for all the other wonderful stuff that they do as well.
I'll have to come back another time and talk about those, eh?
Yeah, totally. You're welcome anytime, Steve. It's been great having you here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, pleasure. Anything else you'd like to add before we go off here?
I don't think so. I think we've hit the jackpot. I think we've ticked all of the boxes. And yeah, Wednesday, 1st of July, come along and help us celebrate Matariki.
Yep, well, I'll be there. So all you listeners, come along as well and make it a really memorable occasion. To hear more stories from around our region, you can listen to other Community Conversations episodes anytime at freshfm.co.nz under Community Conversations.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.